Welcome back to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Samantha Hoyt is the marketing manager of the Ford Fusion Start-Stop Technology. She's on the other end of our line. Sam, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I tell you what, I've heard about marketing managers for a company and for a brand and even for a car model, but for a piece of technology, that's very interesting. Why was that necessary?
Well, I'm actually the Ford Fusion marketing manager. It just so happens that automatic start-stop is a big piece of the technology that we have available in the new Ford Fusion, so it's a big part of my job.
It's a very interesting technology. I've seen the commercial for this, and it's pretty cool. Tell us how start-stop technology works.
Well, start-stop technology is basically a full system that when you are at a stoplight, a stop sign, sitting in traffic at idle, your engine turns itself off, so you're not burning fuel while you're sitting still. But at the same time, the car is actually monitoring the outside temperature and the inside temperature and doing, you know, hundreds of calculations so that you're not uncomfortable. If it gets too hot, it turns itself back on, and if it gets too cold, it turns itself back on. But what the coolest thing about it is, as soon as you take your foot off the brake, the car seamlessly restarts.
Now this,
and you're on your way.
How long did it take to develop this technology?
Well, the Ford has been using this technology in Europe for several years, but it's been available on manual transmissions. So when you pushed in your clutch and you came to a stop, your engine would turn off. So it's not new. It's newer to the United States. But what's interesting is that customers who've had hybrids or have driven hybrids understand the technology because their cars turn off at idle. But it's usually in electric mode, so you don't feel it as much. But start-stop on an automatic transmission here, which is what drivers in the United States prefer in general, it's new technology for us.
Now I've got to think this is going to save a lot of fuel dollars.
Oh, it will. It's the average driver who, let's say, drives both city and highway will see about a 3.5% save in fuel. But going along with that, you're not just saving fuel, you're also helping save the environment because you're reducing your emissions. But if you're a predominantly city driver, so, you know, if you're in Detroit or Dallas or Los Angeles and you sit in traffic, you could see up to a 10% savings in your fuel costs.
Now, is this going to wear down the battery?
No, it's actually the system is so well designed that there is very little wear and tear on your vehicle, and the reason why is it takes so little fuel to actually restart your engine now that it's not doesn't have any additional wear and tear.
Sam, I gotta think this is a costly piece of technology.
Well, it's costly, but we think it's important to give customers the best fuel economy. Fuel economy is, you know, becoming one of the top purchase reasons for and consideration reasons for buying a new vehicle. And so anytime we can give a customer better fuel, we'd like to try.
All right. See, I had segued to that point because it's only $295. That's a pretty reasonable price, don't you think?
Yes, and it'll pay back if when we do the calculations at $4 a gallon, it pays back very quickly.
All right. How many Fusions will have this technology?
Well, it's available with our 1.6-liter EcoBoost on the all-new Ford Fusion coming this fall, and we expect probably about 20% of the people that choose the 1.6 to opt for start-stop. So in big terms, that's probably about 10% of our total volume.
What does that mean MPG-wise? What can we expect?
Well, what's awesome is that the Fusion with start-stop technology will get 26 miles per gallon in the city and 37 on the highway. So, and a combined 30. So you get just great fuel economy, and it'll help you all the way around.
Where will these cars be built?
Fusion is being built in Hermosillo, Mexico right now, but we announced that next year we will also start building Fusions at our Automotive Alliance plant in Flat Rock, Michigan. So we'll actually have two plants building Fusions.
And I wanted to lead into that because I know that Ford and the UAW is very excited about that. Do we know how many workers you're going to be adding?
We're adding a whole So the line we're taking over for Fusion is, will give us, I know it's about $500 million we're investing in the plant, and 1,200 to 2,000 workers additional. So it's great news for Michigan.
All right. And the Ford Fusion, pretty cool looking car. It's kind of sporty and it's very fuel efficient. And with this technology, it got me thinking, will you start putting start-stop in other vehicles, or is it already there?
Well, start-stop, the good news is since we have it in Europe, it's easy for us to bring over the technology. We're going to start with Fusion and evaluate customer acceptance here in the United States, and which gives us potential, like you said, to put it in more vehicles.
All right, this is pretty exciting. Samantha Hoyt is the marketing manager for the Ford Fusion. Stay in touch, and when we start building these out of that Flat Rock plant, we'll get you back on to talk about it. Sounds great.
Great. Thank you very much, and have a great weekend.
Well, you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.